Wake up. Oz Mornings.
I was hanging out with some friends of mine over the weekend, all of whom have kids, so there was just little tykes running around everywhere. Very cute, but a lot of work.
Oh, yeah.
Well. Totally.
So whenever you hang out with your friends who have kids, because none of us have kids, it's always that moment of like, oh, this seems like a lot of work.
Totally.
A lot to do.
The short exposure to kids is a wonderful balance if you can swing it. Just being around for a couple hours.
Yeah.
And then get on out of there.
Yeah, it's nice. We can walk away.
100%, yeah. So if you're a parent and you have run a kid's birthday party, times that feeling by like a million for a couple of hours.
Ugh.
That's one of the major stresses of being a parent, I imagine, is the kid's birthday. Because especially when they get to a certain age, like around 4 or 5 years old, it really starts to mean a lot to them. So, on a mom forum online, a user posted, "Would you go to a kid's birthday party at 9:30 a.m. on a Saturday? About to book my son's fourth birthday. That's the only slot they have available. Not sure if it's too early for most."
That is definitely,
it's too early, right?
Yeah, why can't you pick another day? That's the only slot available. It doesn't have to be.
Can't do a weekday.
I guess.
Parents got work. Kids maybe have school or preschool or something like that, right?
Yeah. Right. And if it is a situation where the kid says, like, I want my birthday party at, you know, place A.
Exactly.
Right.
And you can't get too away from the actual birthday.
I guess.
You know, I, as a kid that one time wanted a Halloween party and a birthday party, had to combine the two, and I ended up having my birthday, which was September 3rd, the party on November 1st.
Whoa.
Because timing-wise, that's just what worked out.
Yeah, that's tough.
It does kind of suck.
You must have still celebrated your actual birthday.
Sure.
Maybe just at home with family.
Oh, yeah, but this is a party we're talking about here.
Right. I don't think it matters as much when the party is, as long as you're still celebrating on that day with some special people, having some cake.
Know. I feel like I would want it around my birthday. Feel like.
You know around, what I mean? 2 months is quite a bit.
Yeah, I never did it again, for whatever that's worth. But also, I will say, for what it's worth, this birthday venue does offer time slots at 9:30 in the morning.
Ugh, who wants to do that, though?
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I mean, kids are early risers.
So one parent that commented saying, "Every time my kids have a birthday party, they're always up hours before asking, when can we go? When can we go?
Right.
I want cake. I want to play games. I want to see my friends." So if it's at 9:30, what time do they get up? Like 5? Do you know what I mean? Are they going to be ready to go that early? That sort of thing.
When does the sugar crash hit?
Yep, absolutely.
That's the other end of the equation.
Another parent wrote, "We've lived 3 lives by 9:30 a.m. And another person said, "You know what? That's a great time, actually, because they're going to have lots of energy, and then they get a nice midday nap in. Everybody's home by like 1 p.m. Something may be there.
Parents, let us know.
Absolutely. Would love to get you to weigh in.
Call or text the Oz line. 709-576-OZFM. 709-576-6936.